USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Medicare premiums are going up. The federal government releasing a statement last night announcing that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, meaning monthly costs will rise from about $148 a month to about $170 for those in the lowest income brackets. Longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon is being indicted for criminal contempt of Congress, and he's now expected to surrender to authorities on Monday. And a busy day for the president on Monday, as he'll sign the infrastructure bill at a big ceremony at the White House in the afternoon. And then in the evening, he has a virtual meeting scheduled with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. The U.S. men's soccer team celebrating a defeat of Mexico 2-0 in a World Cup qualifying game in Cincinnati. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on the infrastructure bill that the president will be signing with great pomp and circumstance on Monday at the White House. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
It will be a busy Monday for President Biden, as after that event in the afternoon, he is expected to be having a phone meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between the two leaders. White House Press Secretary Psaki saying that Xi and Biden will, in her words, discuss ways to responsibly manage their competition. Britney Spears is thanking her fans as she celebrates the end of her conservatorship, and this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Olympic gymnast Sunisa Lee said she was pepper sprayed during a racist attack while she was in Los Angeles. The gold medal winner said she was waiting for an Uber with a group of Asian American friends when a vehicle pulled up and its occupants yelled racial slurs and told them to go back where they came from. One of the passengers sprayed Lee's arm with pepper spray before the car sped off. She said, "I was so mad, but there was nothing I could do or control because they skirted off. I didn't do anything to them, and having the reputation, it's so hard because I didn't want to do anything that could get me into trouble, so I just let it happen." Lee, who is 18 years old, said the incident occurred in October when she was in Los Angeles to compete with Dancing with the Stars. She grew up in a Hmong community in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she won the all-around gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. The FBI reported that during 2020, hate crimes rose to their highest level in 12 years, with crimes against Asian Americans rising by 76%. Last month, the Justice Department announced plans to earmark $21 million to prosecute hate crimes and provide assistance to victims. A judge in Los Angeles has officially ended Britney Spears' conservatorship, a legal guardianship under which she's lived for the past 13 years. The decision comes more than a month after a judge suspended Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, as her conservator. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.